here for a Week 17 edition of A Few Minutes With, and we're joined by Josh Barrett, who's one of the many rookies that's come in and contributed for the Broncos, and I know a lot of Bronco fans are a little bit curious to who you're about, and we got some questions from fans. Let's go ahead and dive right into those, Josh. And first one comes from William in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he asks, how have you adapted to the cold weather of Denver after playing at Arizona State?
You know, still in progress. You know, it's this winter has been, I guess it hasn't been one of the coldest that they've had, but, you know, it takes some getting used to.
Well, how was that? I remember when we came back from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Step out the plane, it was minus 14.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
See, that's, I'm just not used to that yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, just as long as I bought a big, big winter coat, so that's helping out a lot. And then, you know, just trying to stay as warm as possible.
All right. This one comes from Zach in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He goes, what was it like having the Broncos call you up on your birthday?
That was a pretty special moment. You know, that's something where I was saying, you know, that's probably the best birthday gift you can ask for.
How was that like for you? Because I know that you came along a little bit later than some of the other rookies that came and contributed. What was that experience like for you? Did you get frustrated trying to wait for your opportunity?
I mean, it's a little frustrating, but, you know, you just got to control what you can control. You know, there's only so much that's in your hands. And so, you know, I left it up to, you know, a lot of different things. And it was I'm glad it happened, though.
All right, this one comes from MJ, is from your college town in Tempe, Arizona. He goes, has the fact that you and Sun Devil rookie Ryan Terrain are both on the Broncos helped your transition to the NFL?
You know, we were roommates coming in, so when we first got in here, we were roommates. And now, I mean, it makes it easier because you know who the guy is. You guys share some of the common things you guys have in common. And, you know, it just makes it for an easier transition, though, for sure.
How surprising was that? I mean, you get paired up with somebody, to experience that with somebody that you were familiar with in college.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was awesome.
Two more, Josh. I know we're trying to get a little bit chilly here outside. So this one comes from Tom right here in Littleton, Colorado. He goes, how did your time on the practice squad help your progress as a football player?
You know, it just helps you where you get that mentality, that work mentality, being out there every day, practicing, you know, doing everything that you can do. You know, I was working receiver, I was doing safety. So, I mean, I was just out there, you know, just working on your techniques, working on the little things. And, you know, it just helps you in that manner.
All right, Josh, last question. This comes from Ethan in Sacramento, California. He goes, how do you like to spend some of your free time?
I like to spend my free time relaxing, you know, especially during the season. The little free time that you do get, you know, I'm a fairly independent guy, so I mean, I'm at the house either reading or on the computer or watching movies or going to movies or hanging out with friends. So, I mean, nothing abnormal.
All right, Josh, thanks a lot for coming on and be part of that defense that'll try to slow down the Chargers this Sunday as the Broncos go for an AFC West title.
That's right.
Make sure you lock on to DenverBroncos.com next week for another edition of A Few Minutes With. Thanks for watching.
Ron Burgundy.